The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, November 3rd, 2024, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. And good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. If you are searching for a clear, unbiased, science-based view of how to slow your aging, decrease illness, lose weight, maintain fitness, and optimize your nutrition, all with a hint of humor, Vital Health Radio may be your home base. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is the PhD of the Waffle House in East Ridge, Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint.
How are you doing, sir?
Well, last week when I was doing this with you, I don't know if you remember, I said, I am so freaking tired.
Yeah.
And I don't normally get freaking tired. I get tired, but there's a difference between freaking tired and tired. And of course, when I may say that to people, because I'm not a complainer, you're not either. They'll say, well, like my sister, she'll say, well, of course you are. You get up at 2:55 every morning. Why would you not be? And you work 6 days a week and you work out 6 days a week and. But it was more than that. So yesterday I went to our wonderful blood testing facility, Marlene Be Well Labs at the lower level of Nutrition World, Tuesday, Thursdays, every last Friday of the month. And I said, stick me. And I said, test me for COVID. Guess what? I was full blown COVID antibodies last week.
Oh, good. That's good to know. Thanks.
I know. yes. I'm not sick now. But it shocked me because this is my number six time to have COVID.
Did you have any of the other symptoms?
I had a small headache for 2 days. I had a little bit of congestion for 2 days.
Right.
I had a little bitty cough for 2 days. And then the fatigue hit. Well, so what I did was I took methylene blue, which I'm going to talk about a little bit on the show.
Yeah.
That's my unbelievable remedy of the day. I can't say that anything particularly took the fatigue away. It just takes time.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not rest very well because I worked. And if I had known I had COVID, I would have been more cautious, but not one other person got it. And I was in close contact with stuff. So I just want to tell you that I am doing much better. And the thing I have brought back into my life is something that I think you still use called Cofix. C-O-F-I-X.
Oh, the nose spray?
The nose spray with iodine.
I use it twice a day, every day.
I've got to get back. I am back on it.
Yeah.
I am not going to go without my morning and evening about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, because that iodine is going to kill everything in the nose. And most of the time, these pathogens enter through our nose.
And my theory on this is if you do a little bit of this right, a little bit of that right, this will help a little, that'll help a little, and you never know. Either it'll prevent you from getting it, or if you get it, it's not as severe.
Yes.
Your recovery will be quicker. So, yeah, I do the Manuka honey.
Yes.
I do the Covex nose spray. I'm on all the stuff.
Well, it was interesting. I actually kind of got a little bit of an injury on my right forearm from Kim's dog, and she's very friendly, Piper, but she was playing because she was excited, and her tooth went, you know, really kind of bit me on, and it was fine. About 2 days later, I looked at it, and it's like, oh crap, this thing's getting infected. Big. I took a picture of it, and it's big, red, starting to get a little warm, and I will do anything if I can to prevent an antibiotic.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you, 10 out of 10 walk-in clinics said it had me on an antibiotic at that point. So what I decided to do was, I did Manuka honey, and also I had forgotten we sell Manuka Band-Aids that are full of Manuka. Yes.
I did not know that. That's good information to know. People should buy that and have it in their in their cupboard.
Yes.
Do people still use cupboard?
Cupboard.
Sorry.
That's East Ridgian right
cupboards.
There.
Cupboards. That's what you have in your kitchen. Anyway, bye-bye. I keep going.
And so I put the Band-Aid on, Manuka Band-Aid. I tuck the Manuka honey and put some on, and I tuck methylene blue, which, again, I'm going to talk about in a little bit. And It was amazing. About 3 days, completely healed up.
Good.
And but the thing was, I was doing it the same time that I had COVID. So I think that's why I turned the corner so fast with COVID. I really do.
Did you find yourself after getting bit, though, having to go out in the yard and pee on all the bushes? Did you start to turn a little bit like a werewolf? Did you start getting a little any of that? No.
No, okay, no, it's really none of your business. That's really what I do in the yard with my pants down.
Well played. I know you have to make it weird and creepy, but that's good. That's good. Hey, and before we get, I don't know if it'll be this segment or the last, but if we have time, I'm going to ask you, I had some blood work done too.
Yep.
Thick blood. I want to know what that is. The blood stuff. I want to be able to talk about the importance of getting the blood stuff in order. But I'd go down your list first.
Actually, what you did was you had blood work and you had too much what we call hematocrit and red blood cells. Well, that is what I did is I came up with this analogy 15 years ago. If you remember going to Lake Winnie and you rode the bumper cars.
Yeah.
Well, on the straightaways, the bumper cars were perfectly fine. What happened when you get to the corner? The bumper cars ran into each other. That's what your red blood cells were doing. And when they go around the corner of your aorta and all of your curves within your system, they are
banging. Because I'm curvy.
You're curvy, and they're banging each other. And that doesn't mean sexually banging.
I wasn't thinking that.
That means they are hitting each other on the membranes.
Toby, you don't know what my blood cells are doing. It's not your business. They may be slowing down around them curves and taking a little time, making other baby cells. You never know.
I will assure you they're not, Quinn.
I guess my point on this is I'm going to try to go do some blood, get some blood, and take some blood off.
Bingo.
And you said it may take two times because mine's pretty high.
Pretty high. And again, I go back
and that causes fatigue and stuff like that.
Well, I go back to just imagine the damage to those bumper cars are slight, but if you keep doing it all the time, it becomes pretty significant damage.
Yeah.
Red blood cells membranes, when they keep banging on each other, they are going to get damaged.
Now, I'm going to have to go do that. I'm going to do it soon. I'm going to do it next
week.
I'm going to try to get it done next week.
Perfect. Yeah. And I always feel better after doing it. Always.
I haven't given blood in years because of some conditions I have, so they just don't take mine. But I think you can get a prescription or a prescription where they have to go and just can remove the blood and then just discard it.
This is why people need to get preventative blood work anywhere.
I would have never known that.
Never.
I've just been super tired and brain fog. It could lead to that. That could be part of it.
I will almost guarantee you will feel modestly better at least after giving that blood.
I wonder real quick, how long do you have to, if I do one, how long before I can go do it again?
A prescription, they can write it as what they want. I personally would do one retest in 1 week, and let's just see how far it goes down.
I'm just going to do two. Screw it.
Then do two, then do
I'll test a week or two after that.
I would do one every 4 weeks then. You're not supposed to every 12 weeks.
Okay.
But I would not go. I would do about 6 weeks. I'd do one 6 weeks, then retest. Don't go without retesting.
No, I'll retest. I'll retest. Anyway, back to you.
Because you might need two more to get it down. But we need it down about 25% from where it is. That's
okay,
for sure.
Cool.
November 7th at Nutrition World, we're going to be talking from the Learning RX people. And the title is It's the Brain, Not the Book. People who are ADHD, adults mainly, we're going to talk about, but also children. We blame a lot of stuff as we get older that I just don't remember. I can't pay attention. I'm distracted all the time. Well, part of that is the loss of the mechanisms within the nine departments of the brain that require us to be a learner and to focus and to retain information. And Learning RX is really fabulous at putting a plan together for doing that. So we're going to have that lecture November 7th. It's going to be 6 p.m. at the Wellness Center. And just go to nutritionw.com in order to sign up.
Yeah, I don't know if you can do that or not, but if you want to find out about all the events, you can check out the Nutrition World app on your Apple Store or your the Google Play Store, too.
I never seem to remember that, but even though I use the app now all the time. But
that's why I'm here, man.
You're earning that money.
Yeah.
I did an Instagram on Malone's. I don't know if you saw that. Mm-hmm. And I've got one on Cava that came out and one on Acropolis. But I'd really, really enjoy eating at Malone's. Again, they use margarine in their butter. I was calling it butter, but all you have to do is ask for butter. I don't mind them having margarine as long as they will give me butter when I ask.
Funny story, driving down Gun Barrel with my girlfriend, and I said, hey, Ed Jones, 2 weeks ago, I said, Ed Jones says there's this place called Cava, come we're at a red light.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I think it's over here on the right, close to this buffet and behind the Smoky Bones or the barbecue. And she looks at me, she goes, really? And I go, why? And she says, she pointed across, and I'm sitting at a stoplight, literally, and it's directly next to me. She goes, yeah, you might want to get some ginkgo, man. You might want a ginseng or something.
Ooh, that's
anyway,
good.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I did. I listened to Dr. Atiyah. Every morning I listen to four or five of my trusted education people on health and sometimes life. Like, I love Robert Greene now. I'm listening to him. But Tia had this, talked about this, now we call it a myth because we know it's a myth. In medicine, there's so many different ideas that get so put into concrete. They're into steel. I mean, nothing can budge a myth within the medical community until so many people suffer, decades pass, and finally it starts lessening. Now, tell me if you have ever heard this myth.
Okay.
And it didn't affect me, but it could affect some people. Don't ever let your young children, the boys especially, lift any heavy weights until they're about 17.
Yeah, because it affects their bone growth and their joints and how tall they can be.
Do anything.
Yeah,
absolutely. Dr. Tia, who has never been a more aggressive investigator of data and published studies, said he has scoured the literature. There's not one shred of information or publications to back that
and
up.
And I've always heard it was before 14, but 17, same thing. Didn't really let me lift weights until then.
Lift weights at 10. You want to lift weights? Basically, he said something I thought was very wise. Don't send your 10-year-old to lift weights. Bring your 10-year-old with you while you lift weights.
Yeah, incorporate it into lifestyle.
And if he likes it, throw him in there and he wants to work out, just do it. Do not fear the fact that the bones are going to close early or any of this. It's another one of those reasons why we have to question most of what we hear with regard to this old information. It just is. And we'll never have someone coming to rescue us. We have to be the ones to take care of ourselves and question it. And then ask the right questions and go to the right people. Katie said something the other day that was very interesting. A client came in who needed to slow her lactation down. And you and I don't know anything about this, but women who need to slow it down, either the baby's getting older or some other reasons, I don't know. She said, put dried cabbage leaves on. And she said, it's amazing when a woman puts dried cabbage leaves on their breast, it will slow the lactation. And then white potatoes to draw out an infection. But you have to repeat that multiple times for 2 to 3 days because mastitis, which she dealt with many times, is just horrible. I can just see the grimacing pain within my ex-wife and also with Katie that when that happened. So those are two things if you end up
lactating problems. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I had to somehow.
I saw you looking. Well, you were looking for a way to wrap that segment up without being weird, and you looked at me like, "Do you lactate, Clint?" No, sir. I've fixed my problems years ago. We're all good.
All right. Well, we got a couple people coming in for interviews today, and one of them is just a grand hero to me, and it is Randy Webb. And many of the old timers will remember him from Chattanooga, been here forever, fitness guru of equal to Jack LaLanne and to many of the old timers.
Yeah, combat guy. Yeah.
Yeah. And even Chuck Norris. He's great friends with Chuck Norris. And I just love him to death. He's going to have a cool personal story. And I'm going to share one of mine with him, how he changed my life. And there are so many times that the smallest interaction with someone can change a whole journey for the next 50 years. And he did that to me without ever realizing it. And I think we all need to be cognizant of the fact that being kind, we have to be kind. Harshness usually doesn't change people in a good direction, but take time for people most of the time, even if it's just 1 minute, and because you don't know what's going to ripple down the road for that person and even for you. Well, it is time to take a break, and when we come back, we will be having those people. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Patriots football time in the SEC. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. A production from the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Interest rates are coming down and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit athomechattanooga.com or just search me online, Blake Watson with Epic Realty.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones, and back with my partner, Clint Powell, and I want to take you back to about 1970 to 71.
Okay.
How old were you, Clint?
71, I was three.
Three, okay. I was about 14, and skinniest, 119-pound weakling, picked on constantly at Dale Wood and Brainerd High School, and didn't have any self-esteem. Afraid of my shadow, all those things. And you think it's tough today? Well, it was tough back then too for us little weenies, especially when you were in schools that weren't really super productive for education. It was more about survival. Well, I don't know what got me to do it, but one summer I went down to the YMCA, and because I was talked into doing a Bondo class, which is a martial art, with this fitness guru named Randy Webb, who we have on the show today. Again, thank you, Randy, for joining us on Vital Health
Radio.
Thank you,
Ed. Yeah.
And so I go down scared, still remember today, even at 67, actually shaking in my shoes because this was so foreign. Just keep in mind, you know, we had three channels on TV. We had nothing else. And Randy was the guru of the time and stayed that way for so many decades of fitness and Bondo and karate. And he was a man who searched the world due to his passion to learn all he could. Well, we had a group of people, and he started teaching Bondo how to spar, how to fight, how to stand, how to hit. And I was so exhilarated by it, but I was also still terribly terrified. But he made me stand up to that fear. He made me get in and spar. I remember this. You tell me if it's right. I think one time you actually had me put on something over my eyes, and I had to do something in your class. Just things that terrified me. That has served me so well, because what that did for me, Randy, was it gave me the courage to enter Cosmopolitan Spa, which gave me the ability and courage to start weight training, which has been one of my greatest interest, and also helped me to quit being picked on and gave me self-confidence, allowed me to become a police officer. Allowed me to whip Clint Powell a couple times in the sidewalk.
Yeah, I love that.
And then secondly, the other story that I'm going to let you talk a little bit, and I don't know if you remember this. I was about 30 years old, and I wanted to get a black belt. And I had done boxing. I'd done some Hapkido. But then I needed an organized plan because I was working every day and I was going to go at lunch. So I went up to Rick Hall and I started taking classes. Started with a white belt and then went to the yellow and the green and all that. And they had to make you sign a contract year to year. That's the only way you could stay at Rick's. Well, my contract was about up. I was testing for a black belt. And I had put in a lot of effort. I really was focused and disciplined, which is one thing you taught me to be that disciplined. And on the day of the black belt test was right when my contract ran out, and I already had a brown belt. Well, I flunked pretty badly. Just things did not work, as we know can happen in life. Well, you came in the store a week or two later, and I said, you know, you ask how the test went. I said, well, you know, I just didn't do well. I don't know why, but I didn't. And I said, but you know what, Randy? I got a brown belt. And, yeah, you know, I can be proud of my brown belt. And I remember so well you saying, Ed, I really believe you are going to regret not finishing what you started. I think you should go ahead and try to get that black belt. Well, that afternoon, I called back to Rick, renewed my contract for a whole year, went for 4 months, made my black belt, never went back another day because of you. And I know you have had an impact on so many people in this town with Randy's Rangers, your knowledge, your inspiration, helping people that were downtrodden with their health and fitness through all of your decades. So just on a personal note, thank you for all you've done for me.
That's my pleasure, Ed.
And I mean, you are you're the Jack LaLanne, Chuck Norris combo from the old days. And I know you've known Randy for a long time, haven't you, Glenn?
I've just known of his name. Me and him are sitting here catching up and trying to figure out. Okay. We do know some of the same people. Can I ask a couple quick questions?
Yes, please.
Two quick questions. One is, what got you into, did you get into the combat side of it or the fitness side of it first, and why? And I don't, kind of take us back to the time when you got into the opening up the training, because I imagine it's not like today where we just were going through how many there are around us.
Yeah,
I imagine there's not a lot on every corner back in those days. Kind of address those two things.
Yeah. Well, actually, it kind of goes way back in my childhood. There's a pretty good-sized military heritage, especially on my mother's side. My great-great-great-grandfather was a colonel in Napoleon's army, and he was the liaison officer between France and the U.S., during the Louisiana Purchase period. When that was over, U.S. government offered him a citizenship, and he accepted it, and they said, we want to make you a general. So they promoted him to a brigadier general's position in the U.S. Army, and he was the first general at West Point. I could have gone to West Point without an entry exam or without an appointment just because of my heritage. And so my mother's brother and his two sons were in the Second World War, the Korean War. And so as a result of all that, I became really patriotic, and I was all about what they did and everything. So I started reading about different branches of the service. And I guess when I was about in seventh or eighth grade, I decided I wanted to go into the Marine Corps. So I started reading about what all they did, and it became very apparent that you had to be in tip-top physical condition just to get into the boot camp of Marine Corps. And so I started doing that. And my dad, actually, a backstory to this is that he always kept me real busy doing a lot of hard chores. And so that kind of prepared me, you know, as I went along. And then when I graduated from high school, I wanted to go in the Marine Corps, but I was a year ahead of myself. So my dad would not sign for me to go into the Marine Corps. I said, no, you're not going to go. So you might as well go to college. Well, I had some wrestling and track scholarships that I could have taken advantage of, but I was so disinterested, I just forego all that. And the pastor at our church, my dad used to own a dry cleaning business, and this pastor came to the dry cleaners one day when I worked part-time there, and he said, you know, where are you going to go to school? I said, I'm not sure where I'm going to go. He said, oh, well, you need to go to Tennessee Wesleyan. So that's part of our church. And so we kept talking. So then he he convinced my parents that that's where I ought to go. So I ended up going down there, and they ended up paying for school where I could have gone for free. But anyway, I went 1 year, and about two-thirds of the way through, I started going, dating this little girl. And when school was out, we ran off and got married. I was 18 when I got married, and I was a dad when I was 19. Mm. And so then the Marine Corps wouldn't take me.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
No, they wouldn't take you if you were married.
Ah.
Now they'll take you with your married, but with no dependents. And I was married, I had a dependent. So anyway, I just said, well, you know, I'm going to do something. And so while I was working out where I was living in the dormitory at college before I got married, this other fellow and I, we started working out. There's some old rusty weights downstairs. We started working out. And so I had found this coupon in a magazine that was talking about martial arts. So I sent off for it. It says, a practice dummy will be included. Yeah. Well, the practice dummy was a piece of paper about 4 feet tall, about 2 or 3 feet wide. And so I hung that up, got some screws and pushed it into this brick wall, concrete wall downstairs, and just started not knowing any better. I started punching on this on this piece of paper, hitting a block wall, all that kind of stuff. This guy says, you know, he was from Knoxville, and so was I, and he said, there's a guy in Knoxville teaching a karate class. I said, really? He said, yeah, he's a Marine. So that really sparked my interest. So I took off up there and visited him, went up there to, and I had no idea what it would be like. So I went, I looked inside the door, and there was nobody in there except two guys were wearing two karate uniforms. And I didn't know what a uniform looked like. So I thought it was a dance class. So I turned around and started to leave, and I walked out the door, and all of a sudden I heard this guy say, hey, you, what are you up here for? I said, I was looking for Mr. Long's karate class. He said, well, this is it. So I thought, well, okay. So I went back in, talked to him, got started right away, and I just became so absorbed. I was working at a freight company. I went to work at 3 o'clock in the morning. I got off at 12 noon. His school opened up at 1 o'clock. I'd be there about 12:30, and then I wouldn't leave until about 4.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course I had to go home. I had a wife and a child. It wasn't a whole lot of interaction. But then I had to go to bed because I had to go to work the next day. And so he really put a lot of emphasis on physical fitness. All your classical martial arts, you know, fitness is at least 30% of it or more. And so that hit me really good because I liked that. And so I continued to do that, and I continued training in this Okinawan karate, and I got a black belt in that. And then later I qualified to go to a World's Karate Championship in Chicago a few years later. And then the second year I went, and that's when I met this Dr. G, who was the Burmese Bondo teacher, and he put on a demonstration that was really, really good. And he showed how to move around like Ali, the boxer.
Yes.
He moved around, and so this is the way Dr. G did. He said it's important to get off the line of attack. You'll be able to move and don't stand there like a dummy and let somebody beat you up. Well, that's what I'd been doing in this Okinawan school because it was a very what's called linear style, and not being very big, I was getting punched and kicked around a lot. So I thought, well, that's what I want to do. So I switched over with him. In the meantime, he said, you need to train as many other systems as you can if that's what you like. And so I continued to train with him. He said, now, when you work out me, you're a white belt with me. I don't care what you are or anything else. And he said, when the time comes, if you're good enough, you'll be a black belt. And he said, it takes 4 to 5 years minimum. And so between 4 and 5 years later, I qualified for a black belt.
In Bondo, yes.
And I remember seeing you, I think maybe it was either couple times at the Memorial Auditorium, or you doing demonstrations.
Mm-hmm.
The lights were blinking, and you would be doing your practice, or you pop balloons. You weren't a trickster, but you had such a skill level. I want to ask you, because we only have about 8 minutes. I know you very well. What made you understand the value of healthy foods and healthy eating and nutrients so early, because I've been an outcast the first 20 years of my business. And when I was 14, I was involved with it, but I was such a rare bird. You have always found a connection to healthy eating and nutrients and exercise. You're the one of the few people back in the 70s and 80s who had the total package of every component that can help us be healthy. Was there something that turned you that direction?
Yeah. When I was a young boy, my dad was my first nutrition teacher. Mm-hmm. He was an old country boy, but he had grown up way, way out in the country. He had to grow his own food and make gardens and raise cattle and chickens and all that kind of stuff. And so he wanted to make sure that I was healthy. And so he'd make sure that this is back when my mom mostly was at home. And so he would say, "This, you know, we're going to buy that. And so I grew up, you know, understanding a little bit about nutrition. Then many years later, when I was on a national karate tournament circuit for 12 years. And so there's a guy told me there's a health food restaurant over in East Ridge. Mm-hmm. So I went over there and started having lunch and met these people and started learning even more. And I became really more than infatuated about it.
That was Country Life?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You and I ate there for years.
Yes. Yeah. And so that got me going, and I guess you might say the rest is history, because uh-huh. I just felt like it was the best way to do it. And you too, Ed, have been a good influence with me. I've told people I've taught thousands of people. I've taught people and tell them, you know, if you want the best food supplements, go see Ed Jones. Mm-hmm. And I still buy all my stuff with you.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Yeah, and I believe in your philosophy. You've been dedicated. Not many people are as dedicated as you. Yeah, I've gone into other health food stores and they're salespeople, but they're not really genuinely interested mm-hmm. and walk the walk like you have. And so that to me is very, very important.
Well, thank you. And I think we both have walked that walk. And I sometimes get disappointed. I don't see a lot of that in this generation, of that passion, but it's there. It's still there. Mm-hmm. I know it is. And you proceeded to have a fabulous business for decades. And I remember, was it called Randy's Rangers?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and people would sign up for this like boot camp. It was a boot camp.
It was.
I didn't ever do that, but it was, I mean, you were so ahead of your time that it was amazing. And what's your age?
I'm 84.
84. Still very functional.
You know. I work every day. I work Monday through Thursday. I work 12 hours, and Friday I work 10.
Really?
Yeah.
This is back to the combat stuff. If this is just your opinion. Sure. You can just hit it fast. You don't have to spend a lot of time on it. Somebody comes to you and say, the best, as far as you've trained, combat thing to learn just for street defense, what are you going to tell them?
I would say Bondo.
There you
Hermes.
Go.
Bondo was
and Bondo's got, and we had talked a little bit about this, it incorporates low kicks too, like Muay Thai, or is it just,
no,
is it more karate
kick
kicks?
From the, you start at the feet and you go to the head.
Nah.
And it's more of a hand system, because beyond what normal people think, you know, we do grappling, mm-hmm. we do chokes, we do joint locks, and things like that. So it has what people would call judo, jiu-jitsu, you know, kickboxing, MMA.
It incorporates most all of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so cool. And we only got about a minute left, but I want to say that in all the years, there are still, I wouldn't say every month, but probably every other month, someone will come in and they'll be asking me about their getting back in shape or fitness, what they need to eat or drink and what they should do. And so often they'll say, best shape of my life was when I went to Randy's. Man, I was in the best shape of my life. Everybody says that, because you personalize things and you had that ability to analyze and say, instead of that, let's try to do this. And I mm-hmm. recommend putting a plan together. You just been a real asset to Chattanooga all the way across the board. You got something?
Thank you.
I was just going to ask, in your career, as you've trained people, and as we're running up towards the end here, how often have you seen people think everything is about the physical fitness part of it and forgetting that food supplement component that Ed says? Because when I was young, I could eat pizza and be in good shape.
Yeah,
but I learned
young.
The hard way.
Yeah.
I learned the hard way.
I tell people the three things. You gotta work out. Your diet's got to be right. But also your sleep cycle is very important. Those three things. And you can't have just one and reach what you want to reach. I've trained professional athletes. I've done consulting for the military, for the Marine Corps. I've trained Navy SEALs, Marines, and Army Rangers. And You can't escape it. It's just, it'd be like taking a NASCAR and put Exxon regular in it.
Yeah.
You know, in a 300 lap race, everybody else would be gone while you're finishing up.
And you got a good car, you're just not feeding it the right stuff.
Yeah. It takes the whole package. It really
does. I felt like you were like a drill instructor early in my life. And
I was.
And I, you know, I'm so blessed that you had the impact that you had. My dad, a wonderful man, he wasn't into physical fitness. He was, you know, he was in Korea, but he just didn't follow through with any physical fitness. And I didn't, it was just him and I. And the school I went to was pretty pathetic, so I didn't have any role models. You were the role model, because that when I was 14, I guess you would have been about 30, maybe 28. I don't know. But thank you, Randy, for coming on to
Thank you.
To
it's
Vital
a pleasure
Health Radio.
To be here.
This will be a trophy show that we will. I will always remember that we had this time together. Well, it is time to take break. When we come back, well, we'll be empowering you with a lot more information about health and vascular health. And probably picking on Clint just a little bit.
It's unfair.
Yeah, it is. Here, go ahead and file with HR, please.
It's pretty sensitive.
Sean, I guess Sean's our HR person.
Yeah, but I'm screwed. Keep going. Yeah.
Well, that and more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. Broadcasting from the Optimize You studio, I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner Clint Powell. And we have a wonderful guest from the Vascular Institute, Marisol Thomas, first time on Vital Health Radio. Welcome.
Thank you.
And I, you know, have been doing, involved in health for 45 years. I own, of course, I have Nutrition World. We have 17 practitioners. We do a lot of interaction with clients and customers. And I look at a lot of blood work. And it is so obvious to me the implications within the body and the vascular system of one single mechanism of action, and that is elevated blood sugar on a chronic basis. And when this happens, then we start talking about PAD, which is peripheral artery disease. That's something that Vascular Institute specializes in. And we think they're heroes in this town. There's no doubt because of how it's set up, how it works. So first off, for people who don't know what PAD really means, can you explain that?
Yes, PAD is short for peripheral artery disease. It's pretty much where plaque builds up in an artery wall, and over time that can actually lead to blood flow problems and even loss of blood flow to those affected areas.
And one thing about this is many times, yes, we want to help people to fix their life, fix their lifestyle, make better choices. In my world, I also add some what I call green pharmacy nutrients. But if there's an urgent acute problem, there's a lot of solutions that can help improve the quality of life. Like my dad had intermittent claudication, which was a peripheral artery disease into the calf area. So he could walk about maybe 45 seconds and then his calves would become rock hard like a table. I would touch them and I couldn't believe how hard they were. I guess the blood was just pooling in there. But back then, that was probably about 15 years ago. I know that there's so much that we talked to Dr. Lasar about with new technology. So there are options for people who need to get, let's figure out what's wrong with you first. And you do that at Vascular, don't you?
That's correct. We offer a range of services from, of course, a physical exam and meeting with the providers. And, of course, we have ultrasounds that we offer, and that's how we can see where the problems are and how we can come up with a plan of care for the patient that's tailored to the patient.
I'm actually a patient and been through those ultrasounds, and I came out fine. I'm okay. But I speak to quite often to how effective the system and the process is. And for people listening, we're going to talk a little bit more about PAD and diabetes because it's Diabetes Awareness Month. But the system you guys have put in place and girls have put in place over there of getting people in when they need to get in and not having to live in fear of I can't get an appointment for 6 months, 3 months, 90 days. It's just I know you know what you do is important, but as a patient, I don't know if y'all understand the impact it has when you don't have to go to bed at night and you know I get to go see a doctor tomorrow or the next day. You can either respond to that or I can ask my question. Which would you rather do?
I 100%
go ahead with your questions. Yeah. It's a great system you put in place. Mm-hmm. So it's Diabetes Awareness Month. Can you, as a layman, explain to me how diabetes affects this and the sugar? Mm-hmm. We hear sugar is bad. We hear it everywhere. How does that affect our circulatory, the blood flow?
So you're again, it actually affects over 37 million people in the U.S. alone, mm-hmm. which is about one in five people, and a lot of them are unaware of their condition. But what happens over time is when you have high sugar levels, it can actually cause inflammation within the arteries, the vessel walls of your arteries that deliver blood flow everywhere. When this inflammation occurs, it allows fatty plaque or cholesterol to build and deposit in the artery walls, and it hardens the artery walls over time.
So, yes, and excuse me 1 second. Yeah. I am so invested in our clients and customers when they're having difficulties with they're not aging gracefully, that they know they have some vascular issues, is getting a continuous glucose monitor, which you can do on your own or you can do it through a medical doctor. And I see that as a massive jump into the technology area to empower people to know better what foods are more reactive. How do we balance it? I've had about 10 people on these continuous glucose monitors that they all lost weight if they needed. They all figured out. One lady in particular was extremely fit, but she figured out there was one single food that drove her blood sugar to 280 when normally it was only about 130, and that was watermelon. She would have never known that without a continuous glucose monitor. So I'd love those kind of new techniques, and someday I hope Clint gets one.
No, I'm not getting one ever because I'm in perfect shape. Everybody knows me knows they just giggled a little bit. One of the questions I have, and I know we've talked about this quite a bit, but we always have new listeners and people hearing things, and you know how it is. You hear something forever because it doesn't relate to you, and all of a sudden you get the diagnosis or you're feeling something, and the same thing you've listened to all of a sudden means more because it's about you. So when should they start calling you guys and gals to get the test? Because you're trying to get in front of the problem before it's so severe that there's something that's extreme that's required. What symptoms should they be looking at?
So those are good questions. I always tell my patients, just look for just key symptoms. Listen to your body. Mm-hmm. If you start noticing walk bars you used to, because again, it can affect different vessels in your body. So if you're having calf claudication meaning pain with walking, you can't walk as far as you used to, you stop and rest and it goes away, that may be an indication of some artery disease. Or with diabetics especially, because again, this filling of the artery walls, especially your microscopic capillary bed. So if you have wounds or sores on the feet or toes that are not healing very well, that can be a red flag, especially with diabetes, okay? Mm-hmm. And I tell patients to, you know, just watch for other symptoms like, you know, hair loss in the legs. And again, the difficulty with walking, you know, hair loss on your legs can be an early indication of peripheral artery disease. So of course, those are some of the key things to look for. Patients that have diabetes, they're actually a screen at least the age of 55 if you've never had your arteries looked at. So definitely something to keep in mind as well.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that. I speak at the vascular peripheral artery conference every year, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. And I know Dr. Melvin quite well. And she said in the conference one time about 3 years ago, I think, that she has every single patient, "I want to look at your lower legs." It's one of the first things she does when they walk in the office. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize. Clint's over here pulling his pants up.
Time I've ever heard the symptom of losing hair on your lower legs. So I'm like, how bald are my lower legs? And they're bald.
I did not realize that you were doing that until I analyzed it.
This is one of the benefits of having the guest not in the studio. I can look weird until you bring it up and call me out in front of her. I'm sorry you had to experience ma'am.
Here's the question. How's your hair on your lower
legs? I got bald. But see, here's my problem. I used to be told that rubbed the hair rubbed off because I've got, you know, if you work out all the time, that rubs up against the jeans. That's my theory.
But it's not.
Maybe. Don't diagnose me. I've got a professional on the phone right now. Okay, I don't need your input, sir.
No, thank you. Thank you. No, thank you. But again, you talk about people, you know, connecting with their own bodies. Well, that's a piece of advice. And I will assure you that half the people listening right now past the age of 50 are looking at their lower legs. This is good common sense advice. It really is.
Well, and the other stuff of the walking to the mailbox and back, it doesn't have to be, do I get tired on a hike? Do you get tired doing the stuff you used to do, you know, 6 months ago or a year ago? Does it affect your body more?
Mm-hmm. Those are definitely things to look at for sure. Because let me tell you, personally, I've had a patient who went from, she can get on the treadmill and walk 4 miles a day, and she'd been doing that for years. That wasn't anything uncommon for her. for the year prior to, she had gotten on the treadmill and she can only do half a mile a day. Ooh. She didn't think anything of it. She thought, well, it's just old age. It's just old age. And she came to see us, and sure enough, she actually had quite a significant lesion in her artery in her thigh, causing her. She had no idea.
Wow.
Interesting. Yes. Well, tell people if they are listening, they want to get. They feel like they need to get a further checked out on a deeper level. They're having a few symptoms, but not too bad. And at this point, it's certainly not a ER visit. And sometimes the general practitioners, as good as some are and some aren't, I mean, we're just dealing with the reality of the world. But I want a specialist. If I'm going to, I have an airplane, I fly a small airplane. If I want the engine rebuilt, I'm going to get the person who really does a lot of engine rebuilds. Right. Well, guess what? Vascular Institute, that's all they you guys and girls do. So if they want to contact you to get an appointment to get some observation, what can they do with that?
So, yeah, we actually do take self-referrals. We do have a referral specialist as well, but they can call the office number, and the office number is the same for all of our offices. It's 423-602-2750. They can call and ask to set up a new patient appointment. And for the most part, as long as they're, there's no issues with it with their insurance, they're more than welcome to call and get an appointment made.
Yeah, and what's the website? Do you know?
It's Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Mary Sol. That was wealth of information, and I got to see Clint's lower legs for the first time. Wait, too,
that's so. How we're going to end the interview. I apologize once again, ma'am. We'll do better next time.
No, you are fine. You're fine. And I was going to tell folks to, look the symptoms. It's best to get in front of it before it becomes a bigger problem. Because, when you get to the point where wounds are not healing and they're turning gangrenous, it becomes very difficult to save those limbs. So it's very important to keep that in mind. It's like our surgeons are wonderful. They've done help patients that some people were told, oh, we can't help you. So they do quite a bit here. And again, if there's any issues, concerns, you just want to get checked out, please feel free to reach out and let us know. That's what we're here for.
Super duper.
Thank you very much.
Such good advice. Thank you so much. And it is time to take a break. When we come back, we will be filling you with more empowering nutritional and health life advice. That plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Do you love Southeastern College football? If so, we've got the show for you. It's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. SEC at its best. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. Nothing but the best in SEC football talk and information. That's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. A production from the Field Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Let's talk Chattanooga real estate. I'm Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Join me for a podcast dedicated to buying, owning, and selling a home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. Through expert interviews and real life experience, we'll cover tips, advice, and resources for everything in your home ownership and home selling journey. The podcast is called Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. Catch our weekly episode of Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate on your favorite podcast app. Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. Five convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones, back with my partner, Clint Powell, and we got just a couple minutes here for some words of wisdom that Clint just kind of gave me a little cliff note, and I love the basic wisdom of what you just said.
Okay.
Speak it out.
Well, I've done this, I've talked about it a few times on my other podcast. You can find all my podcasts at DuringTheBreakPodcast.com, and every Tuesday, the Vital Health Radio download comes out on your favorite podcast platforms. But it's the difference between a nice guy and a good man, because both those sound, equally redeeming. Mm-hmm. And I found a lot of times people, at least I forget the difference. A nice guy, a lot of times, will sacrifice saying things that need to be said, being a leader when it needs to be said, saying true things, standing up for himself or other people, setting boundaries for you or the people around you. They sacrifice that for either peace or to be accepted or to be liked. So everybody goes, he's such a nice guy. And I try to be a nice guy. But the times in my life when I've slept the best and I felt more, I've been more proud of myself, I've had that self-confidence, is when I'm a good man. And a good man knows when to be a nice guy. But a good man also knows how to say the hard truths to the right people at the right time, standing against the current. You know, the world says this, but you know it's wrong. I'm not going to go with the lie. Or there's somebody in your life that you love and care about and they're doing things that having the hard conversation, knowing I'm going to risk them not liking me for a few minutes because I care enough to say this when everybody else is trying to pacify. Or you're in a relationship that the boundaries, there's no set boundaries, and you care enough about this relationship to step in and go, hey, this isn't working. And I've just found that being a nice guy is great until it's not. You end up living a life of turmoil, ups and downs, silent battles, disappointments in yourself that no one knows about. Being a good man, I've never really been disappointed in myself when I've done that, even though it's hard.
That is a keeper, words of wisdom.
Well, I appreciate
and I
it.
I so agree with that. It's interesting, this past weekend, as I do my three-hour sit at Starbucks on Sunday over there on Gun Barrel, on the one with the porch, Sam Keen, who's a person I've followed for many years, he's now about 92 years old, wrote several books on great, deep wisdom. He said, being nice gets you a C+ in life.
Mm,
and he was right. Almost saying what you just said. And also on Instagram, there's a physician who's quite elderly, and he talked about autoimmune in all his patients. He said almost every single autoimmune is from people who want to please, people who want to be nice. And what that does is you betray your own essence and nature within. And this is why you sleep better when you are that person you speak about that's not always the nice guy, but is the wise, hard guy sometimes.
Well, and I know we got to run out of time, but sometimes being the good man doesn't mean I have to actually be mean or hateful or say it. Sometimes I let you be hateful. You can say something, and my response is simply silence. That's sometimes being a good man, too, because it's easy to say something that you regret. It's easy to engage in emotional responses. Sometimes being a good man is simply knowing when to be quiet.
Absolutely.
And be strong in your silence and let that just sit. Anyway.
And silence is a seemingly lost art.
Silence is the most powerful thing you can use a lot of times in life and in sales.
I will not disagree. Yeah. I mentioned that I was going to talk about methylene blue. We're out of time.
Yeah.
And it's great because I'm going to save that for next week's show.
You can go see Ed at Nutrition World this week and ask him about it.
I can't educate on the floor. No, just wait till next week and then listen to my words of wisdom on methylene blue. It was the first drug ever invented in 1876. It is a game changer. I am so excited. I've been using it off and on for several years to prevent memory decline, inflammation. It is an interesting compound, so I will further enlighten you at that time.
Look forward to it.
And I want to thank all the people at Nutrition World. Our staff of 37 people is amazing staff. And Scott, he just...
You have good people.
Yep. He thinks he has big biceps, and he actually doesn't.
He does. He's jacked.
I know, but it's not as ripped as I am.
Hey, by the way, everybody go vote.
Hey, that's
voting
right.
Tuesday. Everybody go vote.
Yeah, you know what? Because our timing now on the show is so close to when we do it and it plays, I tend to forget that. Thank you very much for that, Clint. And that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Vital Health Radio Download. Also find us online, vitalhealthradio.com, and we thank you for listening. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.